I'm working for a small local media called Into the Wild.
Yes, Into the Wild.
Into the Wild.
I agree.
And yeah, so maybe a bit of a, I start with a question, a general question. Maybe not about your music so much, but about the spirit behind the Rastafari culture.
Yes.
And trying to figure out how is it, how you think you are kind of, like your voice of that culture, right?
We are Rasta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what is, from the like, is it like 50 years old, what is kind of the modern thing you're trying to address?
The modern thing. Well, I mean, the modern thing now is like suffering still happening on earth, struggling still happening. Well, now it's no longer. Back in the days, we used to have to talk about, you know, like the black unity, and but now it's wider than that. Now it's all people unity. So now this music and this branch out even bigger than how we started out focusing, because the world changed, everything changed, everyone getting more together. So they say, oh, the people are not suffering anymore, they're not hungry. Okay, well now we're not singing about hunger, now we're singing about spiritual food. Now we're singing about different type of food now, because now everyone have, okay, give them a little bit money. You all right now? Yeah, we're all right, but we still cannot, progress like how a people want to progress. You know, you have a little job, you can be, you know, you pay your bills, you do this, you do that. You can't buy the house that you want, or you can't live like how some, you know. So the struggle is not just, one was the food, but now it's a spiritual struggle now. So now, because they give you a little bit of money, everybody feel like, aah. But the spirit is so oppressed still by the society. You know, and which is creating these disturbances that we see across the earth. You understand?
Yeah, you're the voice of that.
We are the voice. We are the voices of the freedom. We are the voices of the voice from the wilderness calling out to, you know, like when you hear that one voice, I shout out. Yeah, we are that voice that you will hear because it's in the wilderness. It's the voice. You know, not everyone is saying what we are saying. You know, because now it's about, hey, let's get what I can get for myself. So everyone is, you know, if you listen to a lot of music, it's all about this self music, really, you know. Which is nice, we can dance, but I and I music is really set for a purpose. And that is, you know, and that is something inside, I can't change it, it's me. And it's whoever does it, that is who they are, you know what I mean?
Oui, j'ai des questions.
Quand je fais mon résumé, au départ, le Rastafari, on était dans la lutte pour l'unité des peuples noirs. Maintenant, c'est la lutte pour la lutte de tous les peuples. Et on dit que peut-être il y a moins de souffrance, moins de lutte dans le monde. Et ça a changé, bien sûr, les gens ont plus de biens matériaux, mais c'est plus une lutte spirituelle maintenant. Et beaucoup de musique, c'est de musique de soi, de l'individu. Or, le reggae, c'est vraiment I and I, c'est entre les gens. Merci. Et c'est une lutte pour le meilleur monde qui vient d'un endroit très profond, enraciné, mais surtout spirituel.
Je vais retraduire mon retranscription, donc comme on n'a pas beaucoup de temps...
Non, okay. D'accord, je peux te donner plus de temps.
Je pense qu'il repose une question.
Being this ambassador, you have with you this credibility of being part of the family, part of the roots of this. I'm going to address a little bit more about, so we've talked about the voice of the people, specifically about climate change, which is kind of a kind of pragmatic topic, you know? Do you feel as an artist that there is, you need to do something as well, that it's something, a tool that we have? Do you see the voice of your music seen,
always. Also being like, I cannot tell the people I cannot tell the world, you cannot use gas, you know, because bigger guys have the talk. So I can't say, but what I can say is the people, the climate change, even the people climate is changing. So it's the people that make everything change. It's not just climate change. not just because we drive around with a car, the expression from the people is causing this also. It's a whole energy on the earth. That's what I feel, you know. And we also call it judgment, part of the judgment, part of the revelation, revealing where things get, you know. And the more the people war and be segregated and be, is the more the fire burn, you know what I mean? Because I feel if you know, it can be also a dream, but I feel that if the world get it together, you see the climate will change again for the right. But the people, the temperament of the people and the world and society from social, everything, because everything is vanity now, so it's causing an explosion. So you have that plus, you know, man making billions off of making things that destroy the earth. Also.
So that's why you're coming. On your website, it says you're a humanitarian.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. As well.
And we try to be the organic as much as we as possible. But when you go to the supermarket, how do you really know? So we pray over our food, blessed, and eat. We buy the organic, but we still, because that's how we're in the society. If we could plant our food, then that's different, you know what I mean? So that even that goes with everything. But in the meantime, we still have to buy products from the shop, and those products maybe are harming the earth. But, you know, yeah, well, we need some people at making the right products. You know?
So music is a tool to address this? That was my question.
Yes, I'm on. Music can address anything, everything, especially reggae music. You know, when you listen to reggae music, you can really say anything you want to say. It's made like that, you know, for some reason. I try it in every different music, but when reggae music is the music that you can really, yeah, it gives you a minute that you can say what you want to say.
Do you have a question?
I want to ask a few questions about the biopic One Love. Were you involved in any way
not
in
personally.
The production of that movie?
Not personally, no.
Did you see it?
Yeah, man.
How did you find, what's your opinion on it?
Is nice, it man. Nice. A nice, we call it now, view on our father. Because, you know, like I watch other movies, like you would have watched Ray Charles' movie and you watch this movie. But I am not Ray Charles' family. But to me, yes, looks like Ray Charles, yes. But maybe if I ask the family, maybe they will say, yes, it's all right. But he does it like this or he does something different, you know. So it's great. It gives you a feeling of Bob Marley, you know, which is, that's the best that we can do, you know, to give you a feeling that you, a little view into the behind, a little bit of behind the scene, you know what I mean? But if you was to really feel him, it would be much 10 times more explosive than what you see on the screen.
Okay. But it's quite true, the story that we see.
Yeah, I mean, it's a time frame. You understand?
Yes.
So it's not before that moment, it's not after that moment. And even within that moment, it's not every moment that you see. You understand?
Yes. So, it starts at 76, so, as I think.
Yes. Yeah. But even between that, there's other things happen, but everything has to be crammed into what? 1 hour, 2 hours, 1 hour, and whatever, how long ever the movie is. So you have to put what you can put. But there's other things that we could say, oh, that could have been in there, but man, that would be like a 10-hour movie. You understand?
Yes.
So it is good still.
Okay. What about the main character?
Him do good, him do great, man. Him
Ben
do.
Adieu.
He did great. Yeah, man. Give him a heart. Yeah, I mean, round of applause, fellas.
He's yeah. Close to your father, would you say? Would you agree with that?
Close enough to pull off.
As close as he could.
Yes. Like I said, like I'm saying, my father, like what you see on the screen, times that 10 times intensity up, and then you know. So anything you see, just when you watch a movie, just imagine it intense, 20 times more.
Okay.
And that is when you get it. You know what I mean? Because it is. I watch it, but I know that my father is a bit more militant than that sometimes. So sometimes when you hear him say, oh yeah, he might say no, but he might be like, no, I'm not there. And that's like, okay, no. Versus, is he sure? Is he not sure? He's sure. You know, but the movie, you know, it's a movie. So the movie go. So that's how the movie world goes.
Thank you.
You can't catch everything.
Maybe one question about Paleo.
Last question.
Yesterday was Nile Rodgers and Chic.
Where?
Playing at Paleo.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes. So he's all about disco and very... Do you relate to those people to get inspired today?
He's from the old school?
Yeah.
Yes. So I listen, you know, when I listen to that music, I like the beats. I like the songs, you know. I don't really know too much about, you know, what they're singing about, like. Because sometimes it depends. Boogie, boogie down. Like, boogie down, yeah. We boogie down, but right now the earth is on fire. So we can boogie down, but boogie down to something that's going to elevate you then, you know. But I love the music. I love that, you know. And then within that music, you know, like Could You Be Loved is slightly disco in those days, you know, so that was like, but then the topic, the song though, is like, okay, I can relate to what he's saying, you know?
Yeah.
But I love the music, I love.
I think we're going to have to stop now.
Thank you.
You play guitar on this one.
Yes.
How did this happen?
Huh? We just got together. It was this album was recorded at our studio in Jamaica. And then my brother Rowan.
Yes,
put it together. The connection
and
for the studio.
Together?
Spiritually.
Just a little question. What is the biggest lesson you learned from your father, musically speaking?
To love what you do and to do it with all your heart.
Aime ce que tu fais et fais-le avec tout ton cœur.
Yeah. Merci.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A picture is possible?
Yes.